Hello, everyone. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Christ in Me Ministry. I am your host, Janetta Allen. So let's get started. Today, I'm going to be ministering a word from the Lord. Amen. Giving God all the honor, the glory, and the praise, because truly He is worthy. Amen. So I have a couple of scriptures that I'm going to be coming from, and I'm going to be just ministering this word. Amen. As the Spirit of the Lord leads me, I felt very compelled today to minister a word of God. Amen. And I just let the Spirit of the Lord lead me. Thank you for coming to my show here today, for listening. I pray that whatever the Father has for you through His Word, through me, the messenger, that you may receive it. Praying is always that when I give His message, that I may decrease and He increases all the more, until there's none of me but all of Him. Also, I pray that if you do have I'm asking you that if you do have a Bible and you would like to follow along in these few little scriptures that I'm going to be reading out of the King James, the New Testament, King James version of the Bible. So if you do have a Bible, please follow along with me. And thank you for allowing me to minister here to you today. This is the Christ in Me ministry. I could do nothing in and of myself, but I only do it in and of what the Father gives me to do it. Amen. That is through the Holy Spirit. Amen. So I'm coming from the book of Hebrews. Hallelujah. That is the book of Hebrews, chapter 4. Verse 14 and 15. Amen. So the scripture reads this of Hebrews chapter 4, verse 14 and 15. It says, "Seeing then that we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin." So today, brothers and sisters, I want to talk about temptation. Amen. The scriptures here lets us know that Jesus Christ was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. So it means that Jesus had the ability to sin, but He didn't sin. Amen. I mean, even though He was basically God in the flesh, because the Spirit was that of God. Amen. Now, He possessed a human body. Amen. As we all do. Amen. But He had the Spirit of God inside of Him. So it was that He was God in the flesh. Amen. And He was in the wilderness 40 days and 40 nights, and He was fasting. Amen. And at that end of His fasting, the devil or the enemy, you know, the adversary, whatever you want to call him, he is still our enemy, came to Jesus to tempt Jesus, you know, to do a few about, you know, some things. Amen. He wanted Jesus to prove Himself. He wanted Jesus to make stones turn to bread. There's no sin in turning stones into bread. Jesus could have did that if He wanted to. Amen. He took Jesus up on a high pinnacle, basically a high mountain, and showed him all the different worlds that were to come, and told Jesus that Jesus would bow down and worship Him, you know, that He would give him everything that, you know, that He showed him. He also told Jesus that if He would throw Himself off of a mountain, that the angels would catch Him and stuff like that. And Jesus could have easily done that, and the angels would have catched Him. But the point was, the root of the temptation, what the devil wanted Jesus to do, was to be moved with unbelief, to doubt who He really was, to doubt whose He was. Amen. So the devil wanted Jesus to be moved with unbelief. And basically, brothers and sisters, that's the root of every sin, unbelief. Amen. So we know that those that have received Christ no longer have the sin nature. Amen. We all have the Christ nature, the God nature. That is the new nature that we have. And we are no longer condemned to death. Amen. Because Jesus took the penalty and the judgment for us all. Those that have received Christ, He took judgment and penalty for the sins of the entire world. But unfortunately, not everyone will receive Christ or accept him. Some will reject him, okay? And so when you reject Christ, you know, there is no salvation for you. You're condemned to death when you reject Christ. When you don't receive him, you reject him, and you're moved with unbelief, and you don't want to believe that he did what he did for you, then it's basically saying, hey, I don't want salvation. Amen. But if you do, if you are somebody that's listening, you have received Christ as your Lord and Savior, this message is for you. Amen. This is, message is not to the unbeliever, but this message is to the believer. Amen. And, you know, so this is what God wants us to know, that temptation will come. Temptation is going to come for everybody. Everybody's going to be tempted in this world to do something. Amen. Something that is out of the will of God, something that's contrary to God's word. We're going to be tempted to go back to a lot of things from our past. Amen. You know, it could be it could be adultery. It could be fornication. It could be gambling. You know, it could be an insurmountable amount of things. God's been lying, backbiting, stealing, thieving. You know, whatever was a problem for you, whatever you was tempted with in your life, that's the thing that you're going to, if you was tempted with something in your past before you came to Christ, when you come to Christ, you're going to be tempted with the same thing, because the devil is not going to come to you with something that is not an issue or problem for you, okay? So if you have a problem with drug addiction before you came to Christ, you will have a problem with drug addiction when you come to Christ, simply because temptation is going to come, and the enemy is not going to bring something to you that you can't be tempted by. Okay, if you're not a person that's tempted, can be tempted to smoke cigarettes, then the enemy is not going to bring cigarettes to you as a temptation. But if you are a person who is tempted to drink alcohol, to smoke marijuana, to smoke crack cocaine, to sniff cocaine, okay, if you was a person that was a heroin addict, then guess what? When you come to Christ, guess what? You still gonna have those issues. You still going to have the problems that you got to deal with and overcome. The thing is, before you come to Christ, you probably don't have no strength to overcome it. Why? Because Christ is not your strength. Amen? But when you come to Christ, we have a way to overcome those temptations that come our way. Amen? So temptation is not the enemy. And anyways, another word I'm trying to say, temptation is not your enemy. Okay? We are our enemy when we give into the temptation. That's our enemy, okay? Now, we do have an enemy out there that brings the temptation, okay? But the temptation by itself does nothing to us unless we give into the temptation to do what it is that we're being tempted to do. I hope that makes sense. Amen? Now, it says that Jesus was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. Now, some people misconstrue that, okay? Now, I'm pretty sure most of us know that Jesus wasn't tempted with crack cocaine, okay? Jesus wasn't tempted with heroin. He wasn't tempted with adultery and stuff like that because he wasn't married, all right? Nowhere in the Bible does it say Jesus was a crack addict, okay? Nowhere in the Bible does it say he was a heroin addict. Nowhere in the Bible does it say that he committed adultery. So those things couldn't have been a temptation, okay? So some people would say, well, if Jesus was tempted in all points like we were, then that means he experienced everything that we went through. No, that does not mean that. What that means is the root. Jesus was tempted with the root of all sin. And the root, my brothers and sisters, is unbelief. The root is unbelief. Unbelief in God. Okay? Jesus was tempted to not believe who he was, not believe who God says he was, not believe in the assignment in which he came for. See, that was that was what he was tempted with. Okay, even though all these things, you know, the devil said to him, throw yourself down off this mountain, bow down and worship me, turn these stones to bread. It really wasn't that what the devil was really trying to, you know, get into his head about. What the devil was really trying to do in getting in Jesus' head was to say, hey, put a doubt. He was trying to put a doubt seed in the head of Jesus to get Jesus to doubt who he was. okay, which was God in the flesh, amen. And our root of sin is the same thing Jesus' root of sin was, unbelief, okay. That is our root of sin in being tempted, unbelief, okay. Many of us, the reason why we're still struggling with things in our life, it's not because the temptation comes to us. It's what we do with the temptation, okay? And what we do with the temptation is based on our belief or unbelief, okay? Now, if you confess with your mouth that you believe in Christ and you are Christ's child and you have salvation, you've been redeemed, if you confess that with your mouth, then you also have to rely on the one that you confess it in. Amen? It's like this. Okay, I'm going to use myself as an example. I have had an issue with drug addiction for many years. Amen? Crack cocaine, to be exact. Tell the truth. Tell the truth. On the devil. Amen? Ain't going to lie. Amen. I have had an issue for many years with drug addiction. Okay. So I'm not tempted with a lot of other things that people deal with on life terms. My temptation comes with the drug addiction. Okay. And I'm in Christ. And I'm a minister for Christ. I minister the word of God. I'm the voice of God. But this is still a temptation for me. Okay. And when I'm tempted, okay, now, I have one or two choices, okay? Actually, I have two choices, okay? I can choose one or the other, okay? And here's my choice. I can choose when I'm being tempted with my own evil desires. That's another thing you got to understand. Temptation comes from your own evil desires, not nothing out the blue. It comes from something that you like doing that's evil. Talk about it now. It comes from doing something that you like doing, that you know is contrary to the word of God, is not going to do you no good, nobody else no good, and the world no good. Amen? So, temptation comes through our own evil desires that are already in us. Amen? So, when the temptation comes for me to get high, okay, I have two choices. I can either choose to follow the flesh and walk according to the flesh mindset. Or I can choose to follow the spirit and walk according to the mind spirit. Now, the flesh, if I choose to follow the flesh, then what I'm doing is choosing to walk according to my own will, mind, and emotions. That's what it means to walk according to the flesh. Okay? So if I choose the flesh, then what I'm basically choosing is to be contrary to God's word. That means I'm opposing what Christ really wants me to do. Amen? And I will be moved by my own will, mind, and emotions. That's according to the flesh. Amen? To walk according to the spirit will be in opposition to the flesh. That means I walk according to God's will, mind, and spirit. Amen. God's will, God's mind, and God's spirit. Okay? So that means that I'm choosing life rather than choosing death. Amen. So every time we are being tempted with something, if we give in to the temptation, it is not because God has done anything wrong. It is not God punishing us. Amen. Basically, what it means is that we have chosen to follow the flesh mindset. And in that case, and in that instant, we cannot put the blame on God. We have to take blame for ourselves. And what it is we choose to follow the flesh. Now, the thing is, brothers and sisters, this don't happen overnight. It is a process. It is a process, okay? And the only way that you're going to have strength not to follow the flesh if you renew your mind in the spirit. What that means, brothers and sisters, is that you have to purposely allow your mind to be on the things of God. That means you got to open up your Bible. You got to read your Bible with an to get an understanding. Amen. To live by the word of God. You got to talk to God in prayer and ask God to give you the strength, the ability to walk in the things of Him. Amen. And you have to deny yourself of the temptations of the flesh. Okay? So if you really look at this, you can see that the temptation itself is not a problem. The problem becomes when we get into the temptation. And you're going to always get into the temptation if you do not deny yourself of the temptation. Okay? And you can't deny yourself of the temptation if you ain't got nothing to work with to counterattack the temptation. Okay? And that's why you have to always be prayed up. Don't be careful for nothing. What that means is don't never let your guard down. Okay? Because your enemy is always going to tempt you. Amen? Your enemy is always going to tempt you, and you always going to give in to the temptation if you're not allowing your mind to be on the things of God. So whatsoever things that are lovely, whatsoever things that are true, that comes from God, whatsoever things that are noble, whatsoever things that have a good report, whatsoever things that bring virtue, okay? All these things, think upon these things. Things that are lovely, things that are kind, things that bring increase in a positive way, amen? Think on these things. Allow your mind to think on these things. Whatever you got to do to allow your mind to think on the positive, to stay on the positive, then you do that. Now, I'm not saying that this is easy. You know, I may be talking about it and it may sound easy, so I need to also tell you this part of the truth is that I have had many faults, many falters when it has come to overcoming drug addiction in my own life. I've had many falters. I've missed the mark many times. I've not made my expectation many times on letting go of giving into the temptation to use drugs. I've faltered many times, okay? So that means that I, too, have still struggled with the temptation of my own flesh. However, it is not, nor was it not my purpose to fail, to falter, and to get into those things that are contrary to who and what God stands for. Just like I'm sure as members of the body of Christ, it is never your intention to do things that are contrary to the word of God. Your spirit is willing. Amen, brothers and sisters. But your flesh is weak. And your flesh is weak only because you don't allow your mind to be renewed by the spirit of God, by the word of God. Amen. And so we're not going to have no strength if God does not do the renewing and God does not do the transformation. So basically what happens is we're not relying on God enough to give us the strength to overcome the temptation. Amen. And so, you know, we get all worked up and wound up in this world over life's realities, okay? You know, you have your reality in life, I have my reality in life, and everybody else in the body of Christ has their reality in life. And we have stressors, we have tensions, we have contentions, amen? We have financial woes, you know, sometimes your kids is getting on your nerves, sometimes your spouse is getting on your nerves, sometimes your boyfriend or your girlfriend is getting on your nerves. And sometimes you feel like you need to escape, and sometimes you want to escape, okay? And in wanting to escape and in the need to feel that you have to escape from your life realities, okay, instead of just dealing with life on life terms, there are a whole lot of us that say to ourselves, okay, you know what, this is so much, I can't deal with this, I need some time away, I need to escape this all. And what we do, we go escape into something that gives us a temporary gratification, but it's not a long-term fulfillment. Amen. Hallelujah. And really what you're doing is you're escaping from one reality to the next reality, okay? Because, and I'm going to use myself as an example again. So say I'm tempted, you know, to use drugs, right? And the temptation comes my way to use drugs. And say I give in to the temptation, right? And I leave my home and I go someplace else and I begin to use drugs, get high, and I'm in the company of someone else, amen, and I'm in someone else's house. That's another reality. That's their reality. So I'm escaping my reality to go to their reality, and now I'm in another reality, but really have I escaped anything? No. I might have left my reality, but I've gone to another reality where for a little bit I may feel, because of my feelings and emotions, I may feel that, oh, this is good. Okay, now I can relax. But eventually, because I'm in somebody else's reality, I'm going to get nothing but chaos because I'm in another reality that I think is an escape, but it's a reality in and of itself, somebody else's reality. Now, I have inputted myself in their reality. Now, on top of me having issues with my own reality, thinking that I'm escaping, I'm going to another reality, and I haven't escaped anything. Really, what I've done is doubled my humility through different realities. Oh, I hope somebody understands this. So once the drugs wear off, I have to go back and face the reality that I thought that I escaped, okay, which I really didn't escape, because escape means to really get away from something, okay? And I didn't really get away from anything. I just walked away for a little bit. But eventually I have to go back home and deal with the reality of home. But not on top of that, now I also have to deal with the stress from the reality that I just came from. Oh, my God, somebody better hear me now. And this goes for anything. This goes for anything that you're doing, gambling, adultery, fornication. You have to bring it back home. So now on top of dealing with your home reality, you got another reality that you have to deal with and face, okay? So now you got double the trouble. Amen? So really, did I escape anything? No, okay? And was it worth it? No. Mm-mm. It wasn't worth it. You know, my flesh might have got pleased for a little while, but the reality of it all is I still got to deal with life on life terms. So what I'm saying, brothers and sisters, is that this goes for all of us. We still got to deal with life on life terms. We cannot escape life on life terms. We cannot escape our reality. So why not put that effort, that time, that strength that we give the flesh, why not put that time, that effort, and that strength into relying on God versus relying on our flesh? Because, see, our flesh only give us temporary affections, amen, temporary gratifications, okay? The flesh only gives you temporary things, but the spirit, he that abasaya, somebody better understand this, the spirit of God that is within us, in our reborn spirit, that gives us long-term fulfillment. Amen. See, God wants to fill us up with his peace, with his joy, with his contentment. Amen. He wants to fill us up with so much peace, not as the world gives peace, but as God gives peace. Amen. And the way God gives peace, see, when God gives you peace, you ain't got to worry about nothing. See, you're going to be going through a whole lot of stuff in your life. In your reality of life, you're going to be going through a whole lot of stuff. But with God, when you lean and you rely on God, amen, no longer do you have to escape to that drug addiction. No longer do you have to escape to that adulterous relationship that you got with somebody else. No longer do you have to escape to the gambling hall. Amen. No longer do you feel like, hey, man, I need to fire up a blunt. No longer do you feel like, hey, man, I need a drink. No longer do you feel like, hey, man, I need a hit, crack cocaine. Or no longer do you feel the need to shoot up in your vein. Amen? No longer do you need to feel that you need to, you, Do you feel that you need to do a lot of things that are contrary to the word of God when you begin to rely on God? Because when you begin to rely on God, then what you will start doing is really relying on God. Amen? You will know how to get a prayer through. You will know how to get a song through, a praise through. You will learn how to just say, okay, I know this temptation is here right now, but Lord, you told me in your word that if I think on these things, whatsoever things that are lovely and true, whatsoever things that bring a good report, whatsoever things that have virtue, whatsoever things that are noble, you told me to think on these things, Lord. And as I think on these things, God, I ain't got to think on those things that keep me sick, those things that keep me messed up in the head, those things that bring poison to my body, those things that are wear and tear and a hindrance in my relationship with you. I don't have to think on those things anymore, but I can think on you, God. I can have a breakthrough because of you, God. I can be victorious because of you, God. Amen. See, I am encouraging you today through what the Spirit of God is telling me to encourage you to. The temptation is not the problem. The problem, brothers and sisters, is us when we give into the temptation. Because when you give into the temptation, it's like a domino effect. Once you give into one thing, then you want to have other things coming right along, coming at you. Why? Because sin begets sin. Amen. It's like a domino effect. Once you hit one domino, all the rest gonna fall. So once you give into one area of sin, a lot of other things is gonna come with it. Amen. However, if you lean on the Lord, in your times of temptation, it may not be easy. And you're gonna have to deny your flesh. Sometimes you're gonna have to kick, scream, scratch, shout. Okay? In order not to give into the temptation. But as long as you lean on God, each time you don't give in to the temptation of your own evil desires, it will get easier. Take this from somebody that has been dealing most of their life, a good majority of their adult life, with drug addiction, okay? It has not been easy for me, brothers and sisters. It has not been easy for me. I would be lying to you if I told you that it would, okay? And again, that's why it tells you, nobody is above temptation. Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world, was tempted with unbelief himself. Amen. So if Jesus gets tempted with unbelief, we will be tempted with unbelief in God. And we will be tempted not to trust in him, not to rely on him. Okay? Not to believe in him. But if you believe in him, if you trust in him, if you rely on him, and you walk into the things of the Spirit, God will never lead you astray. He will never lead you on the wrong path, and he will not allow you to go to the thing that is not of him. Amen. When we go to the thing that's not of him, we choose to do that all by ourselves. And we can't blame that on God, brothers and sisters. Okay? I hope something that the Christ in Me ministry has ministered to you here today. It's something that is a blessing to you, that would help you, that would encourage you. And just remember, it's just the Christ in me. It's just the Christ in me. And it could be the Christ in you too. See you next time on the Christ in Me ministry. This is Janetta Allen.